The Devil, and Mr. O.
Perfect order.
Sure, Doctor. It's going to be a round trip. Anyway, there's 24 hours before we have to worry about that.
Our adventure, our adventure's gone well.
Doc, pardon the expression, but you're a gloomy Joe.
I am a realist.
Doctor, the possibilities of anything going wrong are remote. Surely we're entitled to relax a little and relish the fact of what we've done.
Yeah, we've done it, Doc. Even if we never get back, we've done it. We've been to the moon, and it'll always be there on the book.
But we are out of radio contact with you.
Yes, sir. But we are on course. Doc, what is wrong?
Wrong? What should be wrong?
Well, the kid's right, Doc. Ever since we made the circle and started back all these days, you've been acting as if we didn't make it. We've gone 243,000 miles, and we're three-quarters of the way back, and we're in, Doc. We're in. So what's the matter with you?
How old were you, Major, when the Second World War ended?
Oh, about five. What's that got to do?
And you, Reynolds. You ended in war.
No, sir.
I was 21 on that day in New Mexico when I set off the first chain reaction. 21.
Doc, you mean to say you were at the beginning of it?
Of course you was. Dr. Chamberlain was one of the original research men in the atomic bomb project back in 45. The only one of them alive today.
Well, what do you know? So that's why you wanted to make this trip, Doc.
I mean, yes, Major. You wanted it as a substitution for what you missed as a boy. The excitement and glory of war.
Oh, Doc.
It's true. Reynolds here is young and idealistic. And the scientific angle of it was what he wanted. And I? I was there at the birth of a new world. Now atomic power is driving me into space, back to the Earth where it all began. And I'm thinking...
Yeah, Doc?
It's not pertinent to any of this. We have no time to discuss our emotions. There's work to be done.
Airspeed 23486.
Airspeed 23486.
Any radio contact, Murray?
No, sir.
How about that, Doc?
Unfortunate, but not very vital. We're definitely on course.
How much longer will it be, John?
10 hours. Why do you laugh, Major?
I was just thinking about how many millions of telescopes have turned in our direction.
Yeah?
What you said a few hours ago. I mean, about my wanting the excitement and adventure. That's true, you know. I'm 60 years old, and I guess I just lived for this chance. The Army hadn't okayed my going. Well, here I am. Once we land, I'll admit frankly I'm going to cash in on every bit of it and have myself a time. You know something? I get to feeling kind of depressed when I think it'll soon be over. Well, there's no reason for depression, is there?
I couldn't answer that. You've been wondering on that, isn't it? Why, ever since we left the moon, I've been acting strangely.
That's right.
I've never believed in predestination, and yet there's been sort of a motivational phase in my life. At 21, I was part of that research team trying to adapt atomic power to military purposes. When that first bomb went off over the New Mexico desert, a newspaper man repeated the words, "What hath God wrought?" Unknown, quite new. I've been waiting 55 years for the answer. I think I found it a few hours ago on the moon. And it's an answer full of horror.
Oxygen valve, that's why you and your mate have a major shift
sleeping.
Yeah.
It's
only a few more hours, isn't it?
Yeah. Before, you spoke of finding an answer on the moon. And then you didn't say any more. Well, I've been thinking about it. I was wondering if it was something that the major couldn't understand. And that's why you didn't speak of it further.
And now you want to know.
Yes, sir. I haven't lived anywhere as long as you two have, but my life has been built around atomic power. Now, all of a sudden, the way you spoke before, as if all our research has been criminal. Do you hear me?
Collision radar.
What at it?
What's the matter?
Which part?
Object approaching?
Yeah.
15 degrees west. There it is.
Meteorite. It's a meteorite.
It's all of you.
That was the closest.
It was indeed. Be sardonic indeed, but the line was a meteorite at this point, now, Jimmy.
I use a stronger word than sardonic, Doctor.
Yeah, like fake.
It's all clear.
Well, I better get back to
you. Reynolds. Reynolds, you asked me a question before, and I want to answer it. You two might be up there. I want you to hear this.
Sure.
Reynolds overheard what I said to you. That I'd found the answer to a very old question on the moon. He said that he felt that somehow I thought all of the research on atomic power had been criminal. Well, young man, I don't believe that, not at all. Criminal to know more about a way of nature? No. The answer I found was something else. I hadn't even an answer, perhaps only a theory. When we came within 100 miles of the moon and then began to de-accelerate, to turn back, what did you see through the observation port?
Well, Doctor...
No, please, let me tell you what I saw. The craters of the moon. Great, gigantic craters, and as they came closer and closer, the look of them was so familiar. Not because I've seen them through telescopes and in photographs, but for some reason that I couldn't quite understand. Craters of the moon, and suddenly, at the very moment when we'd come as close as we dared and our ship swung in an orbit to return, suddenly I knew. It was a memory of another crater I'd seen 55 years before in New Mexico, from an observation plane high over the ground a few hours after the first atomic bomb had lit the sky with a new sun. Yes. The crater in the crust of the earth that bomb had left was the same as the craters of the moon. Do you understand? The crater our bomb had left on the earth was the same as the craters on the moon.
So what? I don't get it.
Yes, Doctor. What are you getting at? The crater in that desert was a thousandth of the size of the ones you're talking about.
And suddenly began to think. Was it not possible that the moon had gone through the same evolutionary processes as our Earth before our Earth? Possible that men who came into being on the moon developed their own civilization and known scientific progress, even as we have, but long before we Earthmen had known it.
Hey, Doc!
I do understand. These men of the moon had discovered the secret of atomic power long before we did, and then had used it to blast and to kill each other. Yeah. And the craters on the moon, that terrible devastation, was the record of the destruction of their civilization. A final war which had burned up the very atmosphere and left the moon a dead planet circling endlessly to an endless sky.
All right, Doctor. Presuming your theory is correct that the moon men had started through a war, a chain atomic reaction that they couldn't stop, or what of it? It indicates that they were fools.
Yeah, that's it. Fools.
Are we any wiser?
There, Steve. 2, 4, and 2.
You better cut it down.
About how much?
About 15%.
Right.
You get anything on Woods?
No, sir.
Will you come here a moment?
Yes, sir.
You'll help me with this coat covering.
Yes.
Can you see there?
All right.
Well, I'm going to try to take a look, huh?
Yes, that's it.
There she is.
Mama Earth. 6 more hours, eh, Doctor?
All right.
I'm sure we haven't made a mistake and headed for Venus. Well, it's just a bad joke, Doc. Now, there's no two ways about it. The outline of the continents, we can't make any mistake about that being our home address. I wonder how much they can see of us. What are we, 6,000-7,000 miles out? You know, this reminds me of a time about 25 years ago. The Army sent me up to 1,000 miles to take observation photographs. Well, you remember how the atomic reaction motors were then. We got up about 500 feet.
Major.
What? What?
Look down. Look.
Look what? What of serious?
Look, I tell you. Reynolds, come here.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Well, the doctor says to
Reynolds, look. You see?
What is it? I see it, too. Bright lights going on and off. What's going on down there?
Doctor, are they signaling us? Are they signaling?
It's 6,000 miles. Why? Why should they?
That's right. There's no such plan.
Look at it. It is lights going on and off.
Hmm. But they're all from one area.
Can you make out where?
North America.
Then they are signaling. The candle in the window.
Your own question. At 6,000 miles?
Wait a minute.
Are there explosions? Explosions?
Major Doctor, is that it?
Are they explosions? I don't know.
CQ, CQ, hello, 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 CQ, CQ. I'm sorry, Doctor, I can't raise anyone.
Doc, come here.
Yes, what?
Look, the closer we get. They are explosions.
Many more hours? We'll know.
I want to know now. Reynolds, what's the matter with you? Why can't you make radio contact?
I'm doing everything I can.
Major.
Major.
Doc, what are the
craters?
Look. Craters? At this altitude, you couldn't
find them. Each flash, I do see them.
Okay. What does it mean? What are you looking at me like that for? What does it mean?
Dr. Major, something coming through.
What about time?
I can only hear it faintly.
What? What?
Please, let me listen.
Another. Deep.
What? Oh. Reynolds, what is it? Tell us.
What? Oh, I couldn't quite make
Captain said.
Said what?
Tell us. War. He said war. Blast the United States off the face of the earth.
Your buddy.
It's a joke, isn't it? Isn't it?
Began an hour ago. No warning. Projectile radio control. Point of origin unknown.
Oh, it stopped again, the transmission.
That's enough. Doctor! Doctor, did you hear it was an attack without warning?
The explosions are increasing in frequency.
Reynolds! Reynolds, anything more coming through?
No, nothing. It's the star transmission again.
All right, let's have it quick.
Some station in East West. I can't get the call letter.
Who cares?
It's hell. Ground shaking. No bombs landed near. But air reconnaissance. So gobble, I can hardly make out.
Well.
It started an hour ago. Everything burning.
Oh, it stopped again. There's nothing.
Doctor? Doctor, in heaven's name, what do you think it's all about? Stop staring out of the window and talk to me.
What are they doing?
What do you mean, what are they doing? They're bombing us, blasting us. It's war, but who? We've got to find out. Reynolds, find out who.
What? No use, there's no transmission.
Doctor, those bombs, where are they coming from? Can't you tell by the trajectory?
At this distance? And what difference does the face of the enemy make? It's happening, that's all.
Smashed them. I always said we should have smashed them. Exterminated them 50 years ago.
Oh, they were so peaceful for so many years. And the flashes are increasing in frequency.
Reynolds, get on that radio.
No, I'll try again.
I've got to know who, the devils. We had agreements with everyone, the international... Devils, all of them. Call them devils, I don't even know who they are. Reynolds! You got anything?
No, I don't.
Doctor, faster. Let's get down there faster. Let's open it up.
You know better than that. We're entering the atmosphere. Increased speed and you burn up like a meteorite.
But I'm an army man. All my life I've been
coming
trained.
Through.
What?
The bomb? I can hardly make it out.
Keep at it.
Panic. Paratrooper.
Who?
Last message from the United States of...
Get down there faster.
Only 500 more miles.
Look at it down there. Our Air Force, protective measures, what happened to them?
What happened?
Doctor, you, why don't you say something? We'll just sit there for hours watching. This isn't a scientific experiment going on down there. They're blasting us to pieces. Us. Well, an atomic bomb, a great secret. Hold it over the world and have peace forever. You said that. Yes, you. I was a kid then. I heard you say it over the radio when they gave you a medal. Hold it over the world and have peace forever. Well, what do you got to say now?
We had a wonderful 55 years.
What?
Everybody had a wonderful time.
Well, what's the matter with him? He's gone now.
Let him finish. First, we hung the criminal 55 years ago. And as soon as their body stopped singing, he left the crowd and each went back to his own house and shut the door.
You said the peace would hold forever.
I said it because I thought that when the secret was put away, the people of the world would remember the terror. I said to myself,
No. Should he know that there's been the possibility of the disintegration of their Earth, they'll be drawn together once again into the family of men as it must have been in the beginning. I forgot what years could do. I forgot how quickly forgetfulness comes. I forgot that in only a few years, Hiroshima and Nagasaki would be only yesterday's sensations for a nation eager for sensations for today. You keep asking me who's sending those bombs against us. Who? I tell you, we're sending them against ourselves. Yes. Because have we made our way of life something more than a confused dream of shining machines and happy endings? Those bombs of hatred and revenge would not be throwing it. I said the peace would hold forever because I thought that out of that war at last men had learned that there was no defense against hatred and revenge, but the defense of education for the unity of people. It was a race, gentlemen, against time. And we wasted our last 55 years running backwards on a track of crumbling and plastic. And so we've lost.
No. We've never lost.
Look, the blasts are increasing in frequency. There's nothing left. Nothing.
We'll start someplace else. We'll build...
Doctor, look. The color of the blast.
Oh, dear.
What? What?
Doctor, it's nitrogen, isn't it?
Nitrogen? What?
The fools. The everlasting fools. I warned you.
The blast. More and more.
We started something we couldn't end. The color of the blast, they set off hydrogen atoms.
I don't know what...
Uranium, plutonium, and when the initial blast was over, that was all. But hydrogen, that's part of life. One reaction sets off the other like setting off an endless chain until... Look down there.
Blast. Faster and faster.
They're spreading.
God help us. Can't help the
happened.
A sheet of flame around the earth. Doctor, tell me, what is it? What was it? Tell me.
It's burning up all the atmosphere.
Burned up.
See, the chain reaction burned up all the air.
Ooh. Major, the left jet. Down there?
There's no air, no light. The moon, the earth, nothing.
How much fuel?
There's the gauge.
2-3 hours?
Yes. Yes, I think that's right. Isn't it, Major?
Do
you ask that question now? The Major no longer asks it. Do you know the answer, Major?
Sure. We'll circle around. Then we'll crash.
No. No, it'll be all right, my boy. My words again.
Imagination written over a quarter of a century ago. Part of what I imagined then has come to pass. I'm sure you pray with me that the rest of it is a very false prophecy.